Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, February the 20th, 2026, 2-2026. A lot of twos there. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan on this Getaway Friday. Beautiful day here in Marion. 50 degrees, sunny skies, although it's going to get cloudy later. Phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. Lots to talk about. We haven't had Matt here this week as we've been talking about all this news that has been coming out all week long. We had Twyla Lang, new Marion City Treasurer, former 4th Ward City Councilwoman, resigned that position on Wednesday night. Now she is the Treasurer as of Wednesday night. In the city of Marion, and we thank Twyla for coming on. That's the right thing to do when you're a public official, and we thank her for coming on. And Mr. Prater, who resigned Wednesday night as well, came on yesterday. So we thank everybody for coming on who has come on. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes.
I would be willing to donate $100 to the peanut butter jelly truck. If you count the number of ums that Twyla Lang had in the segment that you had her.
Well, maybe that's just the way she talks.
Well, do you want to help a good nonprofit organization?
If I count them?
Who else is going to count them?
Well, anybody can hear it on replay. They're available on the internet.
But I'm giving you the incentive.
Oh, doesn't that sound like fun? Sitting home listening to myself interview somebody, counting the ums.
You wouldn't feel good about doing something that helps the peanut butter and jelly truck?
I don't think that's what's going on here. I think, I'll count them for you.
Hey, count them for me. Let me know, and I will donate $100 to the peanut butter jelly truck.
Right. But now the point is what, though, that you're making?
Just for fun, to raise money to help a nonprofit organization.
Right.
A nonprofit organization by making sport of the not ready for prime time.
Ah, now there we get to it. Now, see, that's the bad optics of it.
No, there's no bad optics. You know, people who are in politics, you know, they get away with waste, fraud, and abuse.
So, well, you're really hung up on that one, aren't you?
Do what?
I said, you're really hung up on that one, aren't you?
Well, she emphasized that. That's why she took the job.
Again, I am not Twyla Lang's press agent, but I'm going to guess that if anybody asks her that question, what she will say will be, waste is not illegal, abuse and fraud could be, fraud certainly is, but I would guess it is not going to be anything that happened in the last 2 years while she was on council.
Well, all we can do is wait and find out. I have a question for Adam with the weather.
Yeah.
Is leftover snow stale?
You don't like when he uses that term leftover, do you?
Oh, it just kind of, I've never heard anybody ever say that. Most meteorologists, they say residual or continuing or whatever, but leftover. It just strikes me as funny. I mean, it's not bad or good. It's just, hey, he's got a different way of relaying the weather reports.
This is true. Now, what else did you find interesting about Twyla's interview? I thought there was a lot of information there.
I will say this much. It sounded encouraging. It sounded, you know, kind of over-promising when one should take the stance, you under-promise and over-deliver.
Well, I think the city is in such a bad way and getting such bad press that at this point, you've got to try to turn the media narrative around in some way. I think under-deliver has happened for about the last 6 months, and I think they need some way to turn that around.
Well, under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, but I don't think at this point with the city in such bad stead, you could come on and say, you know what, I'm going to try my best, but it's just going to be an average job.
These are not ready for primetime politicians. They're not really professionals in that discipline of accountancy and public administration. They have good intentions, but they don't have the wherewithal to pull it off. And here we are.
Well, the ball's in their court. I guess we'll see now.
Here we are in dire straits like this. You know, and it kind of goes back to like what you were talking about, Grogan having that video blog, whatever. He was just trying to maintain his story and get the story out there and avoid being in front of a camera.
But I think what Grogan did is a little different than what the people in the city are doing. What the people in the city are doing, as you said, they have good intentions. They might not just be making the best choices.
There's a correlation there. They're two distinct things right there. Grogan is obviously out for political gain in whatever he can do in his myopic perception to further his political ambitions.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. I think what the people in the city are doing is with good intention. I've always said this about the people in the city. Whether or not you like what they're doing, I think they think what they're doing is the right thing. So what they're doing is what they're doing with the best of intention. The problem,
the caveat to that is they think what they're doing is the best thing, or hoping it's the best thing.
Right, but I don't think they go in there thinking, this is going to wreck the city, this is going to be bad for the city, this is not going to work. I don't think they go in with that attitude. A lot of people think that they do, and I don't think that they do. But
see, a lot of people that are there lack critical thinking and the knowledge of all of the mechanics that, okay, if I do this, I can expect this, or if this doesn't happen, this and this could be affected. It's essentially political calculus.
Well, you know, one of the problems is, and then I'm going to get to Grogan here. One of the problems is that people are very critical of a lot of these people, and then people say, well, go ahead and run. And people say, well, I can't do that. Well, that's how you get what you get.
So you get what you get because of not ready for prime time politicians, buffoons that are in there that think it's so easy. An example, the mayor. I'll bet you he rues the day he ever considered running for mayor because he's found out it ain't that easy as being chief of police and running a police department. So here we are, you know, and it's because of this that good people don't run for those positions. You've had good people. You've had Jason Schauber and Ayers Rattliff Jr. And before them, you had some good people. And they know enough that, hey, if I go dancing around in a minefield of cow patties, I ain't coming out smelling like a rose.
Well, yeah, but again, you know, the voters are going to vote the way they want, and the voters...
Well, that's the unfortunate situation. And as I've held before, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party should groom a stall of candidates, have continuing education, and have them vetted before they're trying to find somebody to run. Just like with the vacancies that we have on council now. They shouldn't have to beg the public for someone to run. They should have somebody chomping at the bit that's been with the parties, either or, and know what's going on, etc., before they get in there and get on-the-job training.
Well, as I've said, you got to start somewhere, and I think that a lot of these people want to run, and I like that, that at least they have the wherewithal to want to do it, because a lot of people who seem to have all the answers have no interest in running. And if you have no interest in running, you may have all the answers in the world, but it doesn't do anybody a bit of good.
You know, what would be interesting is if there was a law that people had to do civic duty, kind of like jury duty, where they just go through a list of people, okay, so-and-so, you're running for council. And it's only a two-year period of time, but you get a good pool of people. Everybody has the opportunity, so that they're there, they're 2 years, okay, so they weren't so hot, or hey, maybe they were glad they did, but civic duty. And don't too many people shy away from that because of the way that it's been run so far. It's basically a good old boys club, Democrats and Republicans. And
well,
this is what we end up getting.
Well, here's from one of our listeners this morning out there. Let's see, he, speaking, I think, of you at this point, said, he's an obvious Republican. Where are his friends who want to run? Easy to talk about it, walk it.
You know something? To that mental midget, I am neither Democrat or Republican. I hate both parties equally because it's a good old boys club, and if you ain't in the club, you're nothing. So, that guy, or gal, is, as Kevin O'Leary at Shark Tank would say, that person is dead to me.
Thank you.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, and we roll on down the road here. I think the difference between what City Council and Grogan are doing here, City Council, I believe, thinks what they're doing is right and has good intentions, and that's not a bad thing. What Grogan is doing in these videos, which I think was the comparison that was being made there, correct me if I'm wrong, is he's saying things before all the evidence is in, and this is not going over well. I think that's a whole different thing. That's a good way to get your county sued. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
What is the name of that young man that ran against the guy that just resigned?
Anthony Azaria.
Because he's young, he has a lot of good ideas and so forth, he would be an ideal one, in my opinion, to fill that spot.
Well, the problem is he's a Democrat, so I highly unlikely...
That's right. Oh, there we go. See, I'm going to, in my next life, I'm going to come back and say, you can be a Republican, you can be a Democrat, but once you go into office, you're just an American.
Well, I do think that getting rid of these party labels would mean and help a lot.
That's never going to happen, Scott, because there's too much money behind it.
Well, there is too much money behind it, but I think one of the issues right now is that, you know, if Bill Dichtel ends up being the person, Bill Dichtel was not a bad city councilman at large. I don't think that would be a bad choice, and I don't know who's in line to take Twyla's spot, but I can say this, that if these people vote to get rid of this tax credit for people who work out of town, that's not going to be good with the voters.
Did they really think this stuff through, or did they go to a meeting and somebody that already has a idea gets up there and convinces them? how, and nobody wants to be the lone dog standing out there with a nay vote.
You know, it's hard to say. A lot of people think that there is some big party meeting that goes on, but I don't know if there is. I really don't. You know, I can't
say. Well, I'd hope not. But I tell you, you stand back and look, the way it's running now just ain't working.
Well, it is different. What'd you make of Twyla this morning?
I didn't hear her. I slept a little late, and I got a lady coming in painting my bathroom, and so my schedule is just a little off. Now, if you hurry up and get it on where I can listen to it after bed, don't do like you did the other day. It was 2 days behind.
It was a little behind this week, but yes, I think it'll be up quick today.
Yeah, but no, I don't know, but I don't know how you can go from Finance Committee, Chair of the Finance Committee, and it's such a mess to go to Treasurer, but anyway, that's just, you know, an old person's thinking, but I don't know.
We'll see how it shakes out as we go along.
But I was thinking about that young guy, because we need somebody young on there.
Well, Thad, I don't think Thad Smith is 30 yet.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And I think they all go in with good intentions, but I don't know how that is that I don't know if they give them an extra little dose of something on their first time in, and then they've got them sucked in. But if for crying out loud, if the mayor and the chief of police, if anything, listens to the news at all, I would think that they would say, uh-oh, there's a problem here.
Wait, do you have any thoughts on Grogan this week and the whole situation with the police officer?
I don't even like to think about him.
Oh, really?
No.
that bad a reputation at this point?
Well, you know, when, like I said, my son who lives out of town, but he hears the Columbus news, he says, my God, what else is going to happen in Marion? And I said, I don't know, but when they had the doggone fruitcake toss, that was a good feeling, and nobody from Columbus come up to record it.
Isn't that sad? And Larry Barnett was out there. We all sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Christmas time,
right,
with the snow coming down. It was a beautiful moment.
It was, but that didn't make the news.
No, stuff like that doesn't. Maybe if we'd have killed somebody out there, backed over them, then we'd have made the news.
We're not going to go to that extreme.
How about we don't kill them, we just back over them accidentally and maybe break their leg or something?
And then we call the prosecuting attorney.
We get him down here to file charge. Then he'll certainly send a video down to Columbus, so we'll be in good shape then.
Well, no, because that's not a feel-good story. You know, the peanut butter and jelly truck is a feel-good story. Did it make the news? I don't remember.
It did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's one.
That's one. We got one in our favor.
No, I was
Chalk it up.
I think the young people have such an eye of what in the world is going on. I don't really. Some of them, that one gentleman, the young man that calls in, now he's got something going for him. I just hope he don't get vaccinated with the politicians. You know, you don't want him getting mixed up in all that mess.
Well, it'll be interesting. I'll be interested to see what Christian does. I know he's got
I'll bet he goes into politics. But, you know, that Ken guy, I'd never heard anything about him until after the election when he was on your show.
Well, he's running for the 86th district this time.
Yeah, there's a good one we let slide through our fingers.
Well, he hasn't slid through yet. He's running this time.
Well, I know, but we need him. We need somebody in Marion. Anyway, Scott, I'm not going to run. I'll just bitch.
Okay, no, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, being out in the public, I have not realized how bad Ray Grogan's reputation has become. You know, I don't know if it's these two stories back-to-back, the Ratliff acquittal, and then this whole situation with the police officer who's accused of rape and abduction, and he's sitting in prison. But I'll tell you, this man, what do you think Ray Rogan's reputation is? Caller, I'm coming to you. Stay there. what do you think his reputation is at this point?
Well, I mean, I think that the reputation has certainly taken a hit no matter how you look. I mean, if you believed, like, for the with the Ayers-Ratliff case, for instance, I mean, if you believed Ayers was innocent, I mean, you thought that Grogan was wrongly persecuting him, and obviously that's not a great thing. And if you thought Ayers did do it, then you think that, you know, Reg kind of just let him
But I'm saying go. With this story following up and then the police officer's attorney going to all the media sources saying, listen... Why is this guy investigating him? The police officer was having dinner with his somebody who works in his office the night before and the morning after. You don't think that's a conflict of interest? I mean, here we go again. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there's always something going on in the city, isn't there?
Oh, that's why you got to listen to us every morning.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to be a backseat driver. You know, somebody that is so down on the city ought to get involved or at least offer his services to help him out. Did I hear you right saying that they're going to raise income taxes?
No. What they want to do is they want to get rid of the tax credit for those people who work out of the city.
Oh. Well, I don't raise taxes on some people, then.
Yeah, it would raise taxes on some people.
Yeah. Because I just wasn't sure, you know.
It's not going to be a popular vote, I'll tell you that.
It's always Democrats' fault when taxes get raised, but we got a pretty much majority Republican council and a mayor there. I mean, I can't believe, you know, that taxes could raise when we got that, you know, Republican majority. But either there or now, what do you think about the Board of Peace?
Well, what Trump's doing?
A little bit of a conflict of interest. You being president, and now you're going to get this Board of Peace. He says it's to keep on United Nations, it's going to compete with the United Nations or whatever, but as a president, to me, that's a conflict of interest. And then everybody paying you $1 billion to be on your board. Am I wrong there?
Well, I think a lot of things are going on with the federal government that are a little strange, but they just day to day.
A little bit of normalcy in there and get, you know, somebody in there who can do the job without running their mouth and trying to rip off the government, trying to get $10 billion from the Department of Justice for what illegally, or he says illegally, giving out his his tax return stuff, and he ended up bragging that he's going to be paying himself.
Well, you know, the people can change it. You know, they got a shot this November. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, thanks.
Later.
All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But it is shocking to me the negative opinion that has come up about Grogan at this point. With these two cases running within a month of each other. So, what do you do?
Well, I mean, if you're who?
Who do you think? Grogan?
Well, I mean, I don't know, honestly. I mean, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think that that releasing the videos is probably not great. I would probably not do that.
I don't. You know, it's clear at this point he's trying to circumnavigate the media, and a lot of people do that. You know, good for him. He takes a video and he puts it out, and that's his statement, I guess. But I think the problem is that he's doing these videos and he's opening himself up, because then somebody like Spitzer, who's the attorney for the cop, comes back and says, hey, you know, why aren't you recusing yourself? I've got text messages that say somebody from your office was with this officer the night before, or the night that this thing happened, and the morning after. And I've got text messages of the family member saying, come on over. Now, again, not that a rape could not have happened, but is that a good investigation? And if somebody from your office is with the person the night of and the next morning, shouldn't this be a sign to recuse yourself?
I would think so. I mean, it seems like your office is a little bit closer to, you know, to the officer, I guess, than previously thought. I mean, it's not a great look, even if Rogan himself doesn't have any connection to the officer.
No, but you know, I can't believe that he's continuing to do this. His behaviors are very strange, and I don't know what's going on there. The whole Ratliff thing, the behaviors were strange. The thing with Miranda, when he called in here and said he would give us an answer within 90 days or whatever it was, 60 days, that was odd behavior. This thing with this police officer is odd behavior. And I don't know who is guilty or innocent, but, I mean, he doesn't even return emails anymore. I mean, it's not even I'm not talking. He must just hit the delete button when they come in. You know, I feel bad for him in a way that he's in that kind of a position. There is nobody that I dislike that much or feel that threatened by that I would just delete their emails.
I think that coming on and telling your side of the story is always, you know, tends to be a beneficial thing.
Well, and I don't really understand him, because when I do see him in public, he always talks.
Well, I mean, I think that's just courteous.
Yeah, but why not? Again, Scott, I can't come on right now. Okay. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it's just a very odd behavior on his behalf. And this is not the guy that I knew for a long time.
Well, I think, you know, there's been some things that have happened, and then, you know, and I think there's a lot of questions he probably doesn't want to...
Right. I'm saying he might not want to do an interview, but the fact that he doesn't even respond at this point is strange. I mean, what are you going to do? Take the response? I can't come on? I mean, what? I don't get that. This was a guy who used to ask to come on to talk about certain things. So I am totally puzzled by his 180 in attitude.
Well, I think, well, you know, he's been in a, you know, it's been a bit of a, I don't know, rough time.
But he does like he does like his camera.
Well, you know, I think, you know, he's the one doing the videos. He can say what he wants.
Right, but I don't think they have gone over well. I think they have not done him any favors.
I think that's almost his fault, though. I mean, with the Ayers video, he said that, you know, basically, I mean, he pretty much was making it sound like a slam dunk, said there was, you know, like DNA evidence and all that kind of stuff. There was no DNA evidence, and it certainly wasn't a slam dunk.
Right, so why would you put yourself on camera lying like that when you don't have to?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean,
that's
maybe
what I
he
say.
Thought he
there's,
had it, but...
There's something going on with him. I mean, I would like to just have dinner with the man and say, are you okay? I mean, what is going on here? Because now it's a repetitive behavior. Like with this police officer. I don't understand that. I don't understand the behaviors. It's very odd. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 15 minutes left in that this segment, so give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. I don't know. I just think that something's off. And I don't know what it is, but it almost seems to me to be... I met Ray Grogan when he first came to this town, when he was running for law director. And this has been many, many years ago now, more than a decade. And I don't know what's happened to this man. I don't know. But he's certainly exhibiting different behaviors in the last year and a half. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city again. Love your county. I would like to make the same offer that I did for the mayor. I will contribute $100 towards a bilge pump for Ray Grogan's ship because it's sinking.
So you, now what's the offer for the mayor?
Well, I made that. The same thing, the same offer.
Oh, to the mayor and
you
him.
Recall.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I made a week or two ago, I made the same thing. I'd like to contribute $100 to the mayor because for a bilge pump because his ship is sinking.
Yeah, but don't...
You don't recall that?
I must have forgot that, but I you know... The Grogan thing is fascinating because people will actually come up to me in public and talk about their dislike for him. Now, the mayor still has his fans. I mean, you have to be honest, he does. He's not disliked across the board. But Grogan has really, probably because it became a Columbus story. And I always try to tell people, you might like being on the Columbus News, that's all well and good, but they give you at most 3 minutes. And it's hard to tell a whole story in 3 minutes. And you can come off looking pretty bad in 3 minutes. And Grogan has been the recipient of that in the last month more than anybody because of the Ratliff trial and because of this cop rape case. So he's really hit the rail. And he needs to give a long interview and explain what's going on because it's not working in his favor. And the general dislike that I hear for him from other people is very unfortunate.
Well, you know, we live and die by the decisions we make. And Ray has made some really bad decisions. And... It, you know, if his reputation precedes him, he's doing something that a lot of people call into question, you know? So it's unfortunate, but like you say, he should at least have a press release at the very minimum. But he should come on and say, hey, look, you know, this, that, etc. We understand that he can't talk about some specifics, and a lot of things people in his position do is hide behind, oh, it's under investigation, we can't talk about it. But there are things he can talk about. Just like the mayor should have been on your show many, many months ago just to inform the public, hey, you know, yes, it's not looking good, but here's some of the things we're going to do to turn this around so we can get back in the black.
Well, as I've said...
And keep the public informed.
Twyla's a good example of this, because what Twyla did this morning is exactly what Ray and the mayor should have done and still have the opportunity to do. Are there going to be hard questions? Yes, they are. And I assume that's why the mayor and Ray do not want to come on. But on the back end, you do get to say, this is what I'm going to do to fix it. This is where I'm headed. And this is my strong suit. This is why I'm best suited for this job. People don't understand that, yes, the hard questions come, but you also get a chance, because it's live and unedited, to say what you think is good. And that's the biggest failing right now that the mayor and Ray Grogan have. And I give Twyla a lot of credit for doing that this morning, because there was nothing off the table this morning. And I think she did get to plead her case as to why certain things have happened and where she thinks they're going. Now, time will tell as to where they go, but at least she got to say it. And I don't know what Ray and the mayor are doing, and particularly Ray at this point, because his support after this cop thing is it's in the can.
Well, you know, it's you can't really function by the play of the day. And these are public officials. They need to let their constituency know, hey, look, it may appear to be out of control. I can't divulge everything at this moment, but here's the plan. The mayor should have had a 5-year business plan before even stepping in to take the oath of office. Ray Grogan, certainly a different kind of public official, but he should at the same time let people know, here's what's going on, go up to the line without crossing it to inform the public so that there can't be speculation, because we all, it's just human nature, we think the worst of everything until it becomes a reality, you know?
And there we go. Thanks for calling.
Do a better tomorrow.
And the phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. About 8 minutes left in this segment, 740-383-9944. If that was, I'm not sure who was trying to get in earlier, but if you couldn't get in, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Bad optics.
There seems to be a lot of those going around.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Ray's 5-year plan should be the Constitution of the United States, specifically the first 10 amendments of it. That would be a good place for him to start, specifically like 4, 5, and 6. He should really look into those and maybe reread them. And then as far as the 5-year plan for the city, I believe that it's either 3 or 5 years that the state is requiring us to have a forecast. And they want best, worst, and greatest, so high, medium, and low scenarios for revenues and expenses.
Well, that's very interesting. And I'll tell you what, the Grogan thing is fascinating to me right now, because I guess it's the most...
scary, Scott. I mean, he's just arresting people and throwing rapist label, and as we've all discussed, that will ruin your life.
Yeah, but there's something... I just, maybe it's because I knew him almost as he stepped into this town, and I don't know what's happened to him. It's almost, you know, I don't want to air anybody's dirty laundry on the air, but, I mean, this is a man who, when I would have other politicians on, would reach out to me and say, hey, can I get some time to come on to talk about this? This is a man who came on during the Judge Warner thing, who he was a friend of Judge Warner's. And he spoke very honestly and if you go back and listen to those interviews, they're there. And I don't know what happened to this man. And he's almost disappeared from the public eye. He's all but disappeared from the Republican meetings. I don't know what's going on there. There's something...
Someone messaged me and told me that last night there was a meeting, and they're trying to put a poultry farm.
Oh, yes, I heard about this.
Of Green Camp. And I had no clue that was going on. Obviously, I don't live over there, so I don't really keep up with their issues. But they asked Ray Grogan to come because he is the village solicitor. You know, he's the county prosecutor, so
right,
he's their
right.
legal advice. And he didn't show up.
No, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
These people are asking for guidance. That's a big deal. I mean, I'm not sure I'd want a poultry farm near my home, but I would at least like the legal guidance of the county attorney.
Well, as you said, this man who really likes to be liked, and nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that in a negative way.
No, he has charisma. He is charismatic.
Well, I don't know anymore. I don't see
not
him
anymore.
Anywhere.
How's that?
I don't see
gregarious.
Him anymore. I mean,
we'll give him gregarious now.
Well, he won't even respond to an email. I mean, I saw him
at court, so he didn't have it. He was picking up his belongings. He didn't have a choice but to
That's what I say. But and if I saw him, I've seen him at council meetings. I've seen him. I saw him at the Pleasant Solar Farm thing. He's always very cordial when I see him. Mm-hmm. But,
yes, he's a cordial man.
But doesn't see, that's the term I would use, not charismatic.
Now, listen,
I would use cordial.
I would say to other people, he's charismatic. We know our feelings towards each other. I can assume that he reciprocates the feelings that I have for him. But there's other politicians in town that won't even look me in the eye, that would just walk past me and growl or hiss. But no, he would actually speak to me, acknowledge me, hello, how are
yes,
you? And
yes, yes.
Jason Schauber's petition. Yes.
Very cordial guy. Mm-hmm. So that is, to me, what is so puzzling about his behaviors as of late and the decisions that he's made and the apathy that he has gotten from a lot of people because of the decisions he's made. And they are beyond me. I am stunned that this is the same guy that I met more than a decade ago when he first came into town and ran for law director.
So you are hearing feedback as to what's going on from his office right now? From people, I'm assuming.
Yes. And I don't... see, I never saw him as charismatic, because charismatic to me is like, who is charismatic? I'm trying to think of somebody who's got a charisma, who's got the riz, as the kids say. Who's got, I'm trying to think of who's got the riz. Oh, gosh.
Sir, you are not qualified to say that.
Well, I think I've got the riz myself, so there you go.
You got the cred say riz?
No, I do. I got the cred and the riz. He was just, he's a very cordial,
likeable. He's likeable.
Likeable. Yes, absolutely likeable.
Yes. That's where I would say charismatic. That's where my choice.
No, charismatic to me is like, who's charismatic, Matt? Give me a charismatic person.
I mean, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Oh, goodness.
That's not charisma, that's psychopathy.
I mean, the man convinced a whole bunch of people to follow him down to Ghana. I mean, that's charisma.
No, I'll tell you who has a charisma. Mary Ellen Withrow had a charisma.
Oh, I could get behind that.
Yeah, or has a charisma. If you meet Mary Ellen, that's charisma. She's...
I think that would go along with Bill Clinton, then. He was
Bill Clinton, absolutely. Yeah. Bill Clinton had a charisma. Mm-hmm. That's not Ray Grogan. Ray Grogan
right.
is
cordial, gregarious.
Nice man.
Mm-hmm.
His behaviors do not exhibit the man that I knew for more than a decade. And
well, that's sad to hear, because clearly you knew him in a different capacity than I do. But I even think that as a prosecutor, he has changed.
He could become more
flashy and more attention-seeking, and instead of, it doesn't seem like justice is necessarily his main concern anymore. It's more like, let's make the Facebook reels and I don't know. I think we should all be a little concerned about what's coming out of that office right now.
Well,
he's willing to just keep throwing rape around. He's got to stop that. Do an investigation.
Well, listen, I understand that he's got to investigate rape, and I understand he has to file charges, and these are public cases. There's no doubt about
okay.
it. Ayers was a public... But here's what
Investigate and then arrest.
Right,
But
I don't understand his videos. I don't understand his unwillingness to talk to the media. I don't understand that behavior. I don't understand his not only unwillingness, his unwillingness to respond to things. There is...
Well, outside of Jason, and Ayers was in his predicament, you know, has anyone really from the Republican Party, the new Republican Party, talked to you?
Well, Twyla was on this morning.
That's what, yeah, I was
going to
say.
Mr. That's Prater was on yesterday.
Well, that was to resign.
Yeah, well, but he was he's been a guest. He's been a guest.
Yeah, he was around at election time. He had a contested election, though.
Yeah.
That mom's word has been that pretty much their
Mark Davis.
MO.
Mark Davis has always come on.
He's also resigning.
Right. Well, Kevin Davidson has never turned me down that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy Reese came on. Well, yeah, but I mean, this guy, I can't say
great time, Spears. contemplate it.
Well, you have to. Well, you know, I'll come back in 15 minutes, and the Riz will
you
be through the roof. The
you
Riz,
have a list.
The Riz will be through the roof. We'll be back right after this.
Bye, guys.
Goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better.
I guess.
But there is something fascinated